we divide each of them into three equal parts. And we draw from one of the two points a line at right angles to the diameter. Then we draw from the two ends of this line at right angles to this diameter on the whole length of the peg, two lines at right angles. And this is easy for us to do if we place the peg along a straight board and scratch it until we reach the screw furrow. Then we use a fine saw with great care until we have sawn down to the screw furrow. Then we cut out this third that was marked on the peg, and we cut out the remaining two thirds in their middle, a groove like a canal on the whole length, and its size should be half the thickness of the remaining part. Then we take an iron rod and sharpen it according to the screw turn. Then we fit it into the peg with the canal in it. Then we make its end come out from the screw turns after we have fastened the two pieces together so that the two are fixed to one another and cannot come apart at all. Then we take a small wedge and insert it into the canal-like groove and knock it until the iron rod comes out from the two parts. When we have done this, we fit the screw into a piece of wood into which we can bore a hole and bore upon the depth of the thickness of the screw. Then we bore in the sides of this white hole, small hole, side by side, and we fit it in smaller black round pegs and drive them in until they
screw.
Then we take the plane which we want to make a thin screw and bore a hole in the size of the screw peg, and we make a joint between this plane and the plane and fit the screw strong front to the screw guys and raise up. Then we insert the peg and carry the wedge into the hole and the plane which we want to cut the thin screw, and we bore the upper end of the screw and the place in. We turn it until it comes into the pipe, and we keep on turning it up and down, and we have made the female screw.
Lyle is not an obvious screw.